Jeff, what do you think of when I say lasagna?
Oh, well, first of all, I want some right now. I think of comfort. I think of warmth, cozy. It just sounds delicious.
That's exactly what I was hoping you would say. I want to tell you about an organization making a big difference in our community called Lasagna Love. Lasagna Love is a nonprofit that was started during the pandemic by a mom who saw food insecurity in her community and wanted to do something about it.
Here in the Omaha area?
No, she actually lives in Hawaii, but this organization is now national and in two other countries.
Wow.
So it started in a small town in Hawaii, and now
you wouldn't think Hawaii and lasagna.
Right, you wouldn't. So the idea is anyone who would like to request a lasagna through the Lasagna Love website can do that. No questions asked, no means test. It doesn't have to be a financial need. Sometimes people are just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And there is an army now of 52,000 volunteer chefs across the country and in Canada and Australia that will make a lasagna and deliver it to anyone who asks for it. Now, 2020 was 4 years ago. In that time, this organization has fed 2 million individuals, delivered 500,000 lasagnas, and that comes out to 3,500 meals a week.
And this is all volunteer?
It's all volunteer.
Are people doing this just in their homes or at a commercial kitchen?
It's, or just wherever. There are some chefs that do this. Here in our community, it's a pretty growing concern. We have 54 volunteers that are making lasagnas regularly. I'm on that list. So I've personally delivered about 80 lasagnas. And that's 3,000 here in our community since May 2020. And that comes out to about 12,000 people. So it really is a very important organization that really, and lasagna is what they do. And because of what you said, you know, lasagna brings comfort. It's a great food that travels, reheats.
Yeah.
It feeds a lot of people. I've fed everyone, groups from one person to 12 people all over this metro area.
Wow.
It's very extraordinary.
So how does it, help me understand, how does it work? So does someone, they make a request through the—
Through
the website, and then your phone pings and say, hey, can you make a lasagna?
If for volunteers, it's very, very well organized. I personally deliver once a month. I'll do two lasagnas a month. If I'm going on vacation, I can put that in the schedule. Mm-hmm. And I just get an email with a link on how to contact my recipient.
And what about like dietary restrictions?
You can say that you are willing to do gluten-free, vegetarian, that kind of thing. So as a volunteer chef, it's really tailored to what
you're
can
comfortable
do.
Doing and what
exactly.
you can do.
There's lots of ways to get involved with Lasagna Love. You can request a lasagna if you want one.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a UNO student a couple years ago who was, when I brought the lasagna to his door, most of the times these are contactless. He just said, I haven't had my mom's home cooking in over a year, so I was really hoping to get something homemade.
I love it.
Right. So if you want a lasagna, you can go to lasagnalove.org and request a lasagna. You can sign up to cook as frequently or as infrequently as makes sense for you. You could also donate money. And then one of the things that they really have started lately that I think is amazing is a kindness pledge. So if you can't do any of those things, you can sign a kindness pledge on the website that basically says, I will promise to pay it forward and do something nice for a stranger.
Love it. Lasagna Love.
Yeah. Let's go have lasagna.
Thanks, Diane.
See you next time.